inherent in being in a process that you, and this is blindly obvious, that you're in a process. So it's not the end. It's not, you know, we are in a process moving toward an end, which means all these different states are going to be present and at various points in that process. And when we move into the other life, being the life of the mind here, that's what we mean when we speak about the other life, we carry the chief characteristics that are of the external life with us. And we do that because they are present and they need looking at and working through. So it's trying to think about these things more in terms of our own inner process and experience of them as they relate to that process, rather than having the mind sort of captivated by a sense of time, if you like, in this case, like the other life is after I die at some point in the future. Yes, these processes all will play out there as well, but the important thing for us is to be engaged in them now. But that's why I'm assuming that's why you're here. So that these things can be brought to our attention and worked through. So what is this work about? Well, because we've covered it a little bit before, but you know, this process is all about Jacob being ultimately reunited with Joseph by means of Benjamin. That's the really core element here, that Benjamin has to be raised up to Joseph in order to create what's needed for Jacob to move out of the state that is represented by him and brought into connection with Joseph again. So that's kind of the big picture. And the means by which that is achieved is what we are reading about. So in us, the Lord flows in constantly. So the Lord is omnipresent. That never changes. It's not like the Lord is present one minute and not present the next. The issue has to do with the structure of the mind and being able to capture that and reflect it back. And so what this process does, what inner work is about bringing the mind into a form whereby what is of the Lord can be reflected back into our awareness more fully.